Over the last 4 days, people commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Milwaukee 14. They were a group of 14 people whose stance on the Vietnam War led them to break into a downtown Milwaukee government building and burn draft records on September 24, 1968. Bob Groff was a member of the Milwaukee 14 and is a retired educator and community organizer. He recounts to WUWM's Mayon Silver his most vivid memory from that September day.
It was a main war, and there was a lot of opposition all over the country. We believed that in those days that we could change. We could change things, and I think we did it somewhat. And that was the same with civil rights. I was involved with civil rights activities here in Milwaukee, Father Groppi and the marches. So we really believed we could make a change. And we did sometimes.
What happened on September 24th when you got caught after, because you had had press at the occasion and you were burning the draft records and then the police showed up? What happened after that?
Well, we did there. We sat around and we're singing songs and prayers. And then eventually the police came, the fire trucks came, and they just basically handcuffed us, took us to the county jail.
What were some of the immediate legal consequences?
Well, legal consequences, we were charged with burglary, arson, and theft. And we were put in county jail, and we were given a high, high bond by Judge Serif at the time. We were there about 30 days before we could make bond. We were also tried, we were prosecuted on the federal charges. But 12 of us went the state route. And then the legal consequence was we were tried, had a jury, were convicted of burglary, arson, and theft, and served, given 2 years consecutively in the state prison, which some of us got paroled after a year, and I was one. We were sent to different places.
Do you feel like the burning of the draft records made a difference?
At the time, because at the time, there wasn't computer systems and there wasn't electronic breakdown. So all the people whose files were burned were able to get out of the system, draft. All they had to do is move. And the time they got caught up with them, they didn't know where they were. And in fact, we got letters later on. I didn't realize how many people did that. And letters later on, 10, 20 years later, thanking us for that. And that, I don't think that was, you know, meeting in our mind. But it did work out that way.
What was immediate in your mind?
Well, we were trying to take a stand against the Selective Service system where people were forced to kill or be killed in the war. And we were taking a stand against the Vietnam War, which that was feeding at the time. We were in one war, and it was a major, you know, universal protest of that war. And it finally ended about the time the draft ended.
What are some of the protests that you think have been successful since the 70s, and do you feel protesting has changed since then?
Right. Well, in Milwaukee, the Coalition for Justice about Dontre Hamilton, one of our speakers is Marie Hamilton, Saturday. I thought that took direct action. We went to the streets almost every day in March and got some good results at the end. The training for police officers was finally changed. And they got sensitive training now for people with mental illness. And they got some justice for the police officer. He was fired. So I think that the movements like that, not too many of them. The Black Lives Matter is a good example of things that happen. And like Dontre Hamilton was part of that, maybe. What I have too much of is all these petitions and electronic media. You text people, you call the senators and congressmen, you go to talks about this, and you go to talks about that, and now we have 25 groups. But there's no action. There's no fire in it. And so we get more of the same.
How would you aim to bring that spirit of 1968 to today?
Well, part of the weekend is we're trying to remember what we did and some of our children or grandchildren will be there, and we're trying to bring that spirit today. There are people doing stuff all over the country. We just don't hear about it. In certain circles, Catholic workers' circles and stuff, we hear about it. but we don't hear about it. So I try to be a part of that. And there's hope that we can get more of a spirit that we had before, that we can make a difference by doing things, by not violent direct action. And that's what I'm trying to encourage.
Bob Groff is a member of the Milwaukee 14 and a retired educator and community organizer. He is still active in peace and social justice issues. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver